For many years, the novelist William Styron suffered from severe depression. He called it despair beyond despair. Finally, he decided that he could not face even one more day. And that evening, having made preparations to end his life, he sat down to watch one more old movie. As the main character in this film walked down the long hallways of a music conservatory, the sweeping notes from a Brahms piece, the Alto Rhapsody, for you musical ones, flowed from behind a door. And hearing this music, Styron abandoned all of his plans. The next day, he checked into a psychiatric hospital and lived to tell his story in his memoirs. This sound, he wrote, which, like all music, indeed like all pleasure, I had been numbly unresponsive to for months, pierced my heart like a dagger. And in a flood of swift recollection, I thought of all the joys this house had known, the children who had rushed through its rooms, the festivals, the love, the work. I don't think that most of us feel trapped in a despair that seems beyond despair, although some of us have known such places. Yet all of us know something about the way numbness can reduce life to a petty pace of getting and spending, planning and problem solving. How full of the doing we are. It's as if we're walking down an endless hallway, expecting that if we just walk far enough, and if we problem solve well enough, that we will finally reach full fulfillment and joy at the end of that hallway. As we walk down this hallway of life, we pass many doors. A slice of light spills through the cracks here and there. Each door is an invitation to our inner lives. And these doors are labeled nature, poetry, meditation, literature, dance, prayer, and of course, music. But we rarely stop to push open one of those doors. We're too busy, we're too tired, we're too skeptical, we're too numb. Little by little, we become estranged from our essential selves in the doing and the getting and the spending. As in that St. Augustine quote from last week, we strive to reach the huge waves of the sea, the long courses of the rivers, the height of the mountains, but all the while we pass by our own selves without even wondering. And then, that one day, from one door labeled music, a river of tones and harmonies and rhythms pours forth music so compelling that we cannot stop our feet from turning in that direction, and we can't keep our arms from reaching out to get to it. Music, music, how does it keep us awake? How does it keep us from sleepwalking through our lives? Must we wait passively for it, like a visitation? Like the blessed accident that befell William Styron sitting in front of a television set on what was to be his last day. Come, let us push against this door called music. Let us open our minds to how it can take us wandering and wondering into our deepest selves. Come, let us worship together.